All right, it's that time. Your lunch hour. Mr. Credit here. ESPN 1700. The only show where I guarantee to make you smarter than everyone else. We're going to do just that today. Very special guests in the studio. I'm going to blow your mind today a couple times. I'm going to share some secrets with you that everyone should know. But of course, where are you going to get the information? Are they going to teach you in school? Absolutely not. We will teach you right here. It's 100% free. Welcoming into the studio, my financial planner, Dan Osgood with freeinvestmentaudit.com. Dan, welcome, my friends. Good to see you.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful day outside. You got to love it. And we've got a first-timer in the studio today as well, Voltaire Lepi, who's a real estate broker and foreclosure alternatives consultant. Voltaire, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Now, you're also an author in progress, right? You've almost got your book finished. It's called Stop Foreclosure, Secrets and Tips the Banks Don't Want You to Know About. I like this. Now, when are you expecting to be done with the book?
It should be done in about 2 weeks, and I'm very excited about it. You know, I read a statistic somewhere saying that a couple of years ago, 7 out of 10 homeowners never did anything about their foreclosure situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
they just let it happen.
Exactly. So every time I meet with someone in regards to their situation, you know, they don't know their options. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to stop their foreclosure.
Okay. So you decided to write the book. It's almost finished. Is there any way we could get you to potentially maybe give some of these books out today or, you know, as soon as it's done to people who might want that type of information?
Yes. Yes, of course. Anybody that calls in today, we'll send you a free copy of the book. That way you could, you know, check it out, read it whenever you get a chance.
Okay, great stuff. All right, we'll tell you a little bit more about the book a little bit later. I want to take a moment today, as the markets are very flat today, just not a whole lot happening. I mean, a couple stocks moving, but for the most part, the indices are relatively flat. And we like to have fun on Fridays in here, right, Dan? I mean,
Absolutely.
That's how we do things. So I want to take a moment and just be thankful. No matter what you might be facing right now, when you stop and look around, when you take it all in, this life is pretty amazing. And the majority of us, I mean, think about this. The majority of us, I think everyone in this room, we've got a minor in-studio audience today. You know, we have as many people in our audience as we do on the air. So that's a pretty good ratio if you think about it. All of us, I bet you, in this room own a handheld computer that also acts as a phone. And if you really just stop and take a look at your phone and become thankful for what it allows you to do, you'll look at it a different way, right? Because sometimes you get frustrated with your phone, it doesn't work, it's slow, it gets laggy or something like that. Just think about, because we're all alive 15 years ago, and we know what it was like before cell phones. Be thankful, right? The majority of us own this amazing thing that I think we might take for granted. Keep in mind, we also live in the best country on the planet. Now, for some folks, like me, that was just luck. For others, their mothers and fathers or grandparents had to fight hard, really hard in some cases, to get them here. We all reside in what is commonly referred to as the sweet spot in the universe. Now, that's according to the Chopra Center. And these are some pretty free thinkers and well-traveled folks. They call, well, Carlsbad, but San Diego County, the sweet spot in the universe. And no matter how bad things get, no matter what, there's always a solution to the problem. And what we try to do on this show is we try to help you provide those solutions, whatever it is you're facing. Try to give you as much information as we can and help you any way that we can. Sometimes it's patience. Sometimes it's connecting with the right resources. And most of the time, it's planning ahead, which is why I encourage it so much. So take a moment and ask yourself, if you live your life thankfully for all the miracles that surround us each and every single day. I'd like to share a quote with you. Every decision you make is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. Be a conscious decision maker. That's David G. who said that. And David G., a lot of people don't know, is David Greenspan. He's Alan Greenspan's nephew. But he's also one of the lead meditation guys at the Chopra Center. So what he's saying is, every decision is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. So you can either be upset at your cell phone because it's not working, or you can, you know, feel the miracle that is that little device that allows you to do so many things. You can be upset about traffic and how annoying that is sometimes, or you can just sit back and relax in your little spaceship on wheels that is very comfortable, is climate control, has all the music that you want to hear allows you to rest comfortably while you're traveling in the most efficient manner that exists. So, every decision you make is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. Be a conscious decision maker. Difficult thing to do. I'll tell you, even for myself, as conscious as I think I am, yesterday I was annoyed for a period of time. I mean, there was a good couple hours where I was just in a bad mood. And sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it. I would blame it on being tired and working too many hours, but I was just in a bad mood. And it happens. But as long as you're conscious of it and you're working on it, we all face problems. It's just about finding the solutions. And Dan, that's a big part of what we do on this show. And of course, it feels good to help people connect with the right information and become aware of the right solutions. And it's a big focus of what we do.
Oh, absolutely. That's when we talked originally before I ever joined the show. That was kind of the focus. And the more we talked about it, the more it made sense. And that's why I'm here.
Yeah, no, and we appreciate you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time. You've taught me as much as anyone else ever has about, you know, making smart decisions and being logical with your finances. And in fact, you know, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the life plan. And the life plan document, which is going to be essentially just a step-by-step path to peace of mind. And that's what we're looking to create for you. There's so many things to do. Life went and got complicated, you know?
It gets more complicated every day.
It just does. Well, we've got like 500 guys in Washington making new rules every day. We've got all these things happening around us. No one really knows much about them. You have to have a degree in law to have a clue as to what's going on. I mean, think about how complicated a real estate transaction is, Voltaire. Think about all the paperwork, all the legal mumbo jumbo, all the things you have to go through just to get just buy a house.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's so much that goes into it, and you know, you really don't think it's that difficult, but you know, once you're in there and there's so many new disclosures coming out every year in regards to purchasing a property, and like, just like you said, a bunch of different laws, and we always have to disclose and re-disclose, talk to your attorney, talk to your tax consultant. So
yeah,
it gets crazy.
And that's just a real estate transaction.
Right.
Let's think about all the other things we have to worry about and be concerned with, like protecting our family, you know, protecting our portfolio from, you know, healthcare damages down the road. All the different things you have to consider and execute. And so what I want to do is simplify that path. And I think without question, Dan, step one in the life plan has to be to open your eyes to your own personal finances, to look at your own personal finances and your budget, your expenditures, your assets, to take a look at those things like a business.
Right. Yeah, it's a unbelievably useful exercise. It seems like it's a giant mountain when you first sit down and you want to try to tackle it. There are a lot of easier methods of doing it these days, but most people have an idea what they spend and what they budget for, and they think they've got a good grasp on it, and then I'll sit down with them and we'll start going through things. And one of the most common things people overlook is how often do you go out to dinner? That just doesn't seem to count towards spending money because you have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a giant portion of what people spend money on, and
really?
Almost always we'll sit down and look at what people are spending on, and you just see this 30 or 40% of their money is being spent on going out to dinner 5 or 6 nights a week.
Well, I tell people about my budget, you know, because we do $750 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, that's insane. There's no way. I said, well, what's your budget? Well, I'm on a budget too. Well, what's your budget? How much is in my account?
And that's
right.
That's what I come across more
that's
often
your budget?
Than not.
Right. That's not a budget.
Right.
You know, that's basically just an amount of money that you're going to spend is what that
right.
sounds like.
Exactly.
So, you know, when we talk about creating a budget, it's fun. It's not something where it's like, oh, you're going to have to stop doing everything that's fun now.
Right.
No. That's not what it is. That's not what it is. It's just making you aware.
In a lot of cases, it's giving you more opportunity for fun
mm-hmm.
because you're allocating, wow, I can spend $1,000 a month on fun stuff or whatever the number is. And you think, well, gee, I've never spent that much on this. And maybe they have, maybe they haven't, but it opens up opportunities to do things that you never really thought.
Confidently, too. I think a lot of times we do things with a little bit of shame. You know, mm-hmm. we go and we'll maybe you'll go to the store and spend $100 buying something you don't need, and you have a little bit of shame about that. What if...
Darn you, Costco.
I didn't say $400.
Yeah, you walk in.
I said 100. That's Walmart here. Costco's 400 plus. And you don't even know what happened. You only got 7 things. It's $400. But the sometimes people will feel shame or a little bit, ashamed, yeah. I should say, not shame, but ashamed right. of going and spending money frivolously.
Like a guilt.
Guilt, exactly. Yeah, they feel some guilt about it. But imagine now if you knew that that was actually in your budget, mm-hmm. that you had set aside, $300 or $400 a month for you to buy things like that, to go and make purchases on stuff, whether it's clothes, if you are in a business where you're meeting people face-to-face on a regular basis, you can legitimately, set aside a budget for that. You can let it build up. And, buy something bigger down the road. But that's what it's about. It's about control. It's about knowledge, about understanding. And it's just really, it's about transparency. I mean, this is your money.
Right.
It doesn't have to be like the government where we don't have any idea what's going on with all the money. You can actually know. And you should. And it's not just about, well, let's ratchet down. I mean, most people hear the word budget and think, we're going to, shoestring. We're going to start tightening.
Right. Nope.
That's not what it's about.
It's just getting a clear picture.
Yeah. And there's so much. It will create a tremendous amount of freedom for you when you get to the point where you have done that and you understand where your money's going. This is your hard-earned money. Don't let it just float around and flip-flap in the wind. You want to put it to work for you as best you possibly can. And I'll tell you, the life plan will help you do that. And what's really cool, Dan, is the technology that you have to help people do this.
Yes.
E-money.
Yeah. It's a software I pay for, and a lot of people are familiar with Mint.com.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's a great setup, but you have to understand that all the data you put in there is being mined and being used, not necessarily against you, but that's where you suddenly get these random emails for products that seem like, I'm interested in this. How did they know? That's how they know. They track all that, and then all the ads that are on the side. The software I pay for and use that I provide to my clients, it's all free. I'm the one paying for it, so there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, there's no data mining going on at all. So your data is never sold or used for anything.
Yeah, you always have to be weary of those free services when they're asking for your bank account numbers. That's interesting. Very good point. That's Dan Osgood, freeinvestmentaudit.com. If you would like to take that first step to getting to financial peace of mind, first step of the life plan is to open your eyes, know what you're spending your money on, and have a clear picture so that you can not feel guilty about going out to dinner, so that you can feel confident about it and know what your budget is and have a great time. Ultimately, live a better life. That's what peace of mind is all about. Call the helpline. I'll connect you with Dan directly. 619-786-7853. 619-786-7853. When we come back, we're going to take a look inside Voltaire's book, Stop Foreclosure, Secrets and Tips the Banks Don't Want You to Know About Will Make You Smarter Than Everyone Else. Stick around.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235 or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. Or text the word audit to 844-44. Credit here, guaranteeing to make you smarter than everyone else. Fun Friday, save a station in your dial. So we got Voltaire Lepi in the studio today, who is a real estate broker and a foreclosure alternatives consultant. Now, you're soon to be an accomplished author, as your book is a couple weeks away from being done. And this book is about secrets and tips the banks don't want you to know about how to stop a foreclosure. So I know you've got to hold a couple of those in the bag, but what can you give us? What can you tell us that the banks don't want us to know about the foreclosure process or how to avoid it?
Right. So, I mean, it basically starts off with options. You know, there's so many options that are available out there to the person that's in trouble, behind on their payments, or even just thinking about starting to get behind on the payments, like a strategic type default. Mm-hmm. So it starts off with options. You know, a lot of people don't know they have options. Now, with the options, there comes so much information on how to actually stop a foreclosure or work something out with your lender. So, you know, a couple of secrets I could just, you know, tell you right now are, you know, there's always new laws coming out. There's something called dual tracking right now in California, meaning
dual tracking.
Yeah. Dual tracking.
Okay.
So, what they did was, if you start a loan modification, let's say you're a month away from a foreclosure, as long as your loan modification package is in with the bank, they have to stop the foreclosure and review your modification.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that part of the Bill of Rights? Homeowner Bill of Rights?
With California. Yeah, exactly.
So if you start a loan modification, they have to stop the foreclosure?
To review it, correct. And it has to be in their possession and active. So that takes about 1 to 2 weeks if you're doing it on your own. You get the package together, you send it off, and then from there, they tell you that they're actively looking at it, so they'll stop the foreclosure. You know, that's one way to do it.
What if someone has already done a loan modification before or attempted and been turned down? Could they attempt to reapply and get the same relief?
That's a good question. And the answer to that is yes. You know, there's people that have tried modifications several times over, and they're still in their homes. You know, you probably have that friend or that neighbor that you talk to and, like, they tell you, yeah, I've been in my home a year, haven't made payments, things like that. And so there's a lot of people that use it towards their advantage, whether they know it or not, and they try modifications several times over. And
I just wonder what would keep someone from doing it in perpetuity, you know?
It's right. Like,
well, you know, sounds good. I'll just reapply next week.
Right. And the thing is, too, some banks, you know, they got smart, and what they do is they might give you the notice that you got denied, and they, you know, reactivate your foreclosure and set the sales date for that same week. That way, if you try to reapply with them, you know, it might not be, they might have it in their fax machine somewhere, but it's not active. So then they could go ahead and foreclose. So they're finding out ways to get around that as well.
So what about the people? Because I talk to people every day. You know, when listeners call the helpline, you know, I talk to them personally. And, you know, we're working through and figuring out problems. And one of the things that seems to happen a lot in the last few weeks is that people have gone through that process already. And they were dragged through the mud. You know, it's like an 18-month process of loan modification hell. All right? Right. They finally get denied, which they can't believe, because they've been essentially, you know, the puppet of the bank for a year and a half, doing everything they say, whenever they say it, fax us this, send us that, pay this amount, go over here. And they do it all, and then they get up, oh, sorry, done. And by the way, we're foreclosing 3 weeks from today, or whatever it is. So for someone who's in that spot, do we have any tricks or tips?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the thing about modifications, there's different types of modifications. If you tell someone, if you ask someone, what's a modification? They'll say, well, that's when, you know, the bank, you know, forgives principal balance. And if I owe $500 and the property's worth $300, then they reduce my balance to $300 and then they give me payments I could afford. You know, the truth of the matter is that's one type of modification. There are several other types of modifications. You know, some are temporary modifications. Some modifications give you the same payment or even a higher payment. So
I think most people get a higher payment, or at least that's what we've, or 25% or something like that of the people who get approved for a modification has a higher payment.
Right. Exactly.
Than what they had before.
Exactly. So it all comes down to who's going to help you with the modification. Are you going to do it yourself? Are you going to hire someone? There's three different ways to go about it. You know, you could either hire someone, and there's two types of companies, one that charges upfront and one, a company that charges, you know, once a modification is done. And only if you like the modification. That's a company that I like personally, just because you can't charge in California, you can't charge anything up front for foreclosure avoidance. So, you know, if you want to do a short sale, you can't charge anything up front. If you want to do a modification, you can't. Now, there's companies that get around that because they call it other fees or retainers, you know, some attorneys, things like that. So it all comes down to who you choose to help you. Now, that's one type. You pay for it. The other type is, you know, HUD approved agencies out there that will help you for free. Now, the good thing is it's free. The bad, you know, the cons about it is that it's free, meaning there's so many people out there, you know, long lines. The assistance isn't as good. And I've seen some things I don't like about those programs where they make money just off the application, it seems like, because, you know, they get the application and then they refer you to the person right across the desk that does short sales, right? So they make money, you know, through different avenues. And then the other way you could do a modification is do it on your own, and it's not going to cost you anything. Now, the bad thing about that is how many loan modifications have you done in your life, right? So you need an expert to do it, and, you know, that's some of the tricks of the trade where you just got to figure out who's going to help you. So your original question was, you know, what about that person that's been in the modification process for a year, just got denied? Well, chances are, well, there's two answers to that. The first answer is, chances are there's probably a lot that's happened since they first applied, like the settlement, the national mortgage settlement last year. Since then, I've seen a lot of people get approved with the help of that, with principal reductions. And that's,
really?
And that's mainly the reason for that, you know.
So you think reapplying.
So you can reapply with someone that knows what they're doing, and they could fit you into the different types of modification programs out there.
Who would be someone that knows what they're doing?
You know, there's a company that I've used before, and I've just kind of discovered them because since 2007 I couldn't find anyone. And
you and I talked about this on the phone, didn't we?
Yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah, I remember this. So there's companies, there's a couple of guys who are out there that are retired, who don't need the money, are just like, you know what, I'm retired, I just want to help people, I know how this stuff works, and I'll only get paid if you get something that you like. Ultimately, you get a modification and you like it, then you can pay me, and they're just not worried about it.
Right.
That's a sweet setup. That's Voltaire Lepe, by the way, in the studio. He's a real estate broker and a foreclosure alternative consultant. He's also an author of the book, Stop Foreclosure, Secrets and Tips the Banks Don't Want You to Know About. You can get a free copy of this book by calling the helpline. I'll connect you with Voltaire. And ultimately, if you'd like to speak with one of these people who are doing the loan modifications the right way, he can then connect you to them. 619-786-7853. 619-786-7853. So these guys, you just kind of lucked across these gentlemen, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you're in the business. You run across several people a week that are just either losing their property or thinking about losing their property. And, you know, you see what works, which companies work, and who's doing it right. So with these two companies that I know that are doing it right, I just happened to run across them, just like you said. It was by luck, and it was the first company that I actually saw that didn't charge anything up front. They only charged if you got a modification and if you liked it, like if it actually made sense. Right. Everyone else was charging up front, or it didn't matter what type of modification you got, you know, that was what was going on.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And so, like, for you, I think a lot of people don't understand the gravity of the situation. For example, I spoke to a listener yesterday who's been listening for a while. Has an investment property that's worth probably $500,000, owes $700,000. Cash flowing $100 a month. Okay, cash flowing $100 a month. So his best case scenario for the year is a $1,200 win. Okay, and that's assuming that no maintenance needs to be done, nothing right. breaks, you know, everything's perfect at the house, and which is unlikely. So we're talking about risk reward scenarios, right? So that's the absolute best possible reward, $1,200 plus, and some depreciation. And worst case scenario, though, here is that we have $200,000 of potential tax liability, phantom income, cancellation of debt income, should this property go to foreclosure or be short sold past the end of the year, where we have this debt forgiveness that's out there. Now, it's an investment property, but he purchased it as a primary residence. And what we found out recently with our bank negotiator, Becca Stone, is that it only matters what's on the note and how the property is dispositioned there and not what it is today. So contrarily, if you bought it something as an investment property, then you moved into it and it's your primary, you kind of lose out on that. But the good news is most people don't do that. They buy something as a primary, then it turns into an investment property. Yeah, or whatever it may be. And so he's in a perfect position to be able to use the Debt Relief Act and save himself. He may actually make pretty decent money. Save himself almost $80,000 in cash tax liability. And I'm just talking federal. I don't know what it would be for the state. And that's what's on the table here, you know, for this. So you talk about risk reward, the $1,200 just doesn't seem to be worth it. Not to mention all the liability, Dan, right. just in owning a piece of real estate like that. I mean, what if somebody slips and falls on there? I mean, you're liable.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so when we talk about the life plan, this is what we mean. It's not just about, oh, well, let me, you know, strategize my, you know, retirement dollars and make sure that I'm well diversified. We got to protect this stuff too, mm-hmm. because there are holes.
Yeah, you need a safety net.
Yeah, you need a lot of them. You need several of them, and that's one of them. So the risk was through the roof. The reward was almost nothing. And I don't think some people realize the gravity of the situation, but I will tell you this. Not only can you get a free copy of Voltaire's book, but if you want to do a risk-reward analysis, I'll do it with you personally. Just call 619-786-7853. I want to help you make the decision that's best for you and your family. 619-786-7853. Great stuff, Walter. Can't wait until I get a chance to read the book. All right, when we come back, well, I think we all knew this, but the data, concrete data, that investors are just terrible at timing the market. What you can do to avoid the biggest mistake that most people make with their investments. When we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349.
So summer's coming and you're thinking, it's time to build that new deck. But you've got lots of questions. Like, can I really get decking that doesn't splinter? Can low-maintenance decking cost less in the long run? What about railing and lighting? That's exactly why the pros at TimberTech created Straight Talk, a place you can get straight-up answers to all the most common decking questions, and even ask your own. So stop searching in vain. Just head for TimberTech.com/Straight Talk. TimberTech. Less work, more life.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 4/27. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Memo to Phil Jackson. Please stop telling everyone how much people want you to coach their NBA team or run their NBA team until and unless you actually take a job. It's just about impossible right now to get through a day without another Jackson rumor breaking out. He's going to coach the Nets if PJ Carlissimo doesn't get them at least through the first round. Wait, maybe he's going to coach for Michael Jordan in Charlotte. Unless Jordan's coming back to play. Those two egos together again? Don't think so. Or, according to Jackson, NBA owners are practically knocking his door down to get him to take over their team. That must be because he drafted Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Oh, wait, he didn't. Maybe it's because of his decisions to bring Shaq and Kobe to L.A. Oh, wait, Jerry West did that. If Jackson takes a job, great. It will be worth talking about. In the meantime, silence would be golden. I'm John Feinstein.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Well, I think we all know this. Market's still pretty flat today. Dow's actually up 40 points now. NASDAQ and S&P are really flat. Netflix, just going crazy. I'll tell you, that original series, House of Cards, is really good if you haven't seen it. Kevin Spacey, really, really good. If you're into kind of understanding what goes on in Washington, it's totally about the behind-the-scenes stuff that takes place in Washington. Kevin Spacey plays a South Carolina senator, and he is a big part in the house. It's neat. House of Cards, Netflix. It gave them 2 million new subscribers.
Oh, wow.
Just getting that.
Which is why the stock spiked. So they were able to attribute 2 million new subscribers to that show, which is their own. It's their own show. They produced it.
Yeah.
So pretty interesting stuff. So Dan, what we found here, and we've always known this, and the data is just...
There are investing strategies that are totally focused on this.
Exactly.
They seriously are.
Investors buy and sell stocks at exactly the wrong times. And I don't think a lot of people know how, especially some of these futures, you know, companies and stuff like that, when you're placing a trade with them, they're taking the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're trying to get you in and give you 50 free trades or whatever it is because they know that you will make the wrong decision and they're going to be on the exact other side of it. And that means you're going to lose money and they're going
to
make it.
That goes back to that data mining thing.
Yeah.
They're just following. Hey, look, everyone that has an account with us is buying Apple today. Good time to get out.
Yep. Good time for us to get out of this thing. The numbers are staggering, but you know when you look at what you're supposed to do, it sounds simple. You buy low and you sell high, but emotionally,
right,
it charges you the exact opposite way.
Yeah, that the emotional aspect, and that's the difference. Institutions have no emotional tie to anything they own, where human nature, the individual investor, they do. They buy Qualcomm. It's a local company. It's a big company. It's doing well. Oh, I have to hold on to it. I still know people that own it at $200 a share from when it split 4-1 back in 2000. And they haven't seen it get back to even yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that happens
because
all the time.
Because it's a local, I can't get rid of it. I bought it at $200. I have to hold on. And that's that tough emotional attachment you have to get rid of.
Yeah. It's very difficult to do. And that's Dan Osgood with freeinvestmentaudit.com, where we help you determine, you know, what is it that you actually own. A lot of people have mutual funds. They have no idea what's in there. Have no idea what the cost is, how much they're paying, and no idea how much risk they have on the table. You can find all of that out for free at freeinvestmentaudit.com. So what do you say to this? Have you ever done this with someone? Somebody who says, you know, I really like trading the markets. You know, I've got my own IRA, and you know, I hit home runs all the time, and you know, I really know what I'm doing. And so have you ever said, well, you know what? Let's do this. Why don't you take half? And let me take half, and let's just have a little contest. And you know, let's look at it a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And have you ever done anything like that with somebody?
No. I've been tempted.
Could you? I mean, would that not be best practices in the financial planning world?
Probably not. Probably not a very acceptable.
No.
Approach.
I know you're held to a very high standard, and that's why I asked that question.
Well, there are occasions where someone wants to play the games a little bit, and they would like to just kind of dabble in the market. And with that, it'll be, okay, here's 10% of your plan that we're going to allocate to loss. And you can take it, and you can do whatever you want with it.
So I have $100,000, and I come to you, and I go, you know, I really like making my own trades and doing stuff. You say, okay, I understand the desire to want to do that, so here's what we do. We'll take 10%, 10 grand. We'll put it in this account over here. I won't look at it.
Yeah,
that's your play money. Okay, so similarly, but you know, someone willing to accept the fact that
right.
they know they want to pull the trigger on ideas, and they feel like they have an idea of what they're doing, that gives them the freedom to do so. And then maybe on their own, they can draw conclusions from what's happening to the amount in that account versus what's happening to the amount in the rest of it.
Right, right. It's just that human nature. It's they've done enough studies where cats or monkeys can do just as well picking stocks as most of the experts.
Cats.
Because when the market's going up, it's pretty easy. And that's when you see people think, oh, you know, I kind of just have a feel for this. I know what's going on. It's like, really, you as a part-time person doing some research at night from your Scottrade account, you're going to have enough information to be able to make the right decision and pick the right stock because you have some insight that this expert with a team of 50 people doing research on that company couldn't uncover the small tidbit you got at
PhDs
midnight.
In economics who are working 16 hours a day in the heart of Manhattan. You know, that's who you're up against.
Interviewing the company and the companies that that company does business with to see how they're doing. You don't have that insight.
Yeah, it's just a difficult thing to do.
Yeah,
it really is. It's just a difficult thing to do. So I think coming up with a strategy, knowing that, first of all, accepting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sooner we can accept the truth, the sooner we can take all the facts that exist and use them to our advantage. And the longer that we put that off, the longer that our willingness to hold on exceeds our willingness to move on, the longer we'll stay right where we're at and we'll be able to grow. So I think realizing this is number one. And then number two is, let's create a strategy for it.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, if you want to be that guy who has 10% at all times on the side, you're firing trades away on.
That's perfectly fine.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. But don't do it with everything.
Yeah, because that's just that one small portion of the bigger picture, that big plan that is going to get you to your end goals.
And it's funny because it's the in and out that makes it so difficult. People are getting in and out of the market. And that the more you do that, drastically more difficult it makes it to ultimately get the returns that you need. And just a stat that we saw yesterday from this guy who is an amazing statistician. And he was pulling up the records for Exxon. And this is a company that has raised their dividend 24 out of 25 years consistently, every single quarter or whatever it is, or every single year for the last 25 years. 24 out of 25 years, and the only year they didn't was the year that they were merging, and they couldn't. They were refrained from being able to do so. I mean, you actually pull out the compound return on that one stock, but you had to hold it the whole time.
Right.
You had to own it from 62 to present day, and it was getting 13% a year. But you had to own it the whole time.
There's a lot of difficult times in the middle.
There were tough times
to hold on.
Now, I love the oil stocks for a lot of reasons. I mean, every single, no debt, huge cash positions, good margins.
Making boatloads of money.
I mean, unbelievable amounts. So I like them for a lot of reasons. Is that where you'd want to put everything? Of course not. Would you want to have some exposure there? Sure. Would you want it to be diversified? Sure. That's what it's all about. It's all about creating a plan around the things that you believe in, the things that make sense for you, and the things that accommodate your risk tolerance, A, and the amount of time that you have. And you can figure all of this stuff out 100% free at freeinvestmentaudit.com or call the helpline. I'll connect you with Dan directly, 619-786-7855. 619-786-7853. When we come back, are your retirement savings tax benefits in jeopardy? I mean, this would just be catastrophic. It's on the table. I got to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. When we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154 and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. Won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can save 10% on any appliance of $397 or more. Get the best new features and ideas from top brand names like Maytag, Samsung, and LG. From washers and dryers to ranges, fridges, and freezers, you can dream big without disturbing your wallet. Thanks to 10% off any new appliance of $397 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together. and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies available in most states.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Hello. My name is Gary John, and I'm president of Corporate Alliance here in San Diego. Question, do you have a relationship system to help you grow your business? Now, if every opportunity has its root in a relationship, and almost all successful executives believe that to be true, it stands to reason that a smart business leader has a strategy to create these relationships. Corporate Alliance gives you that strategy. Now, whether you're a business owner, corporate executive, or other type of business leader, our relationship-building products and services can dramatically improve your business success. Corporate Alliance has developed world-class training, software, and events that all work together to significantly improve the quality and speed of the relationship-building process. The results achieved by companies that fully engage in the Corporate Alliance solution are often staggering. Email me at gary@knoweveryone.com to attend one of our events for free. That's gary@knoweveryone.com.
Got to go over this story for sure from Market Watch, and basically this is coming out of Washington, one of the Market Watch reporters, and basically what they've said here is that in an effort to slow and reverse our spiraling national deficit and debt, which I don't know how you could reverse it at this point, you know. I mean,
we're in a pretty tough spot.
You know, putting together budgets that are $1 trillion in the hole, I mean, for the year, that's not going to do it. Lawmakers are simply just going to have to put all tax expenditures and exemptions, deductions, and credits under very close scrutiny. Among those on the chopping block are tax-qualified retirement plans. And this could spell trouble when you consider the severe savings problem in the U.S. I don't know how in the world – you can't plan for tax changes, obviously.
Correct.
So
yeah, if you start making adjustments anticipating something and then that doesn't happen, then you're back to square one and starting over and just guessing, and hopefully what you did wasn't catastrophic because of the change that didn't take place.
So is the best thing to do then to just diversify your tax exposure or the where you're getting, you know, for example, putting after-tax and pre-tax investments in your retirement plan?
Oh, definitely. You want to put it as much away as possible in as many places as possible because, I mean, even the Roth, which is supposed to be tax exempt completely if you ever tap into it, there's talk that they're going to figure out a way for the AMT calculations that if you have X amount in your Roth or you're taking X amount out of your Roth, that that's going to factor in and then you're going to ultimately pay taxes on those dollars.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Well, that I mean, you already pay tax.
Right.
On that money.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of putting it in Roth.
That's the perk of the whole account.
They just rip that away.
Right.
So I save money for 30 years in my Roth, and then they just go, we got to tax that money again.
Not to mention they opened up the window so people could do a Roth conversion. So convert your regular IRA assets into a Roth, pay the taxes now without any penalties on top of it, so that you could have that money grow for you for 20 or 30 years. So the government is taking their taxes now. And then if they're going to do a roundabout and tax you again...
That wouldn't be grandfathered?
At the end. No, because it's all Roth assets.
Okay.
Because you're converting a tax-deferred account, so you are paying ordinary income tax as you're converting it right then. But then as it grows 20 years down the road, you're supposed to be able to take that out completely tax-free if they go in and modify this and create a way that they can slap something onto those Roth dollars, then you're ultimately being taxed twice on it.
Unbelievable. That is just
and it should
crazy.
Be a bigger number at the end as well.
So people have the ability to take the traditional IRA and turn it into Roth assets. Mm-hmm. Is that something that would make sense if you were really out of balance? So you had a, you know, 100,000 in the traditional, you don't have a Roth. Is that where, is that when someone would do that? They go, okay, well, I want to at least have 50-50 or 25-75.
Well, it's definitely a case by case, like in what you might anticipate your income needs will be in retirement. If you're going to have Social Security and that'll be enough to pay all your bills in retirement and you're not really going to need to draw on those funds, then why pay the taxes on them today?
Okay.
Because you're really not going to have a big tax liability in retirement.
So if you're going to own your own home and you can tell, which is obviously a very big part, you know, of a good retirement strategy, owning your own home, not having to make a mortgage payment when it's all said and done. If you can see that that's in the runway,
right,
then that changes everything.
Correct.
Because you're going to, I mean, we look at now and say, okay, well, if you want to live in a home, you know, a decent home now, single family home, you can rent one in a lot of different places for around $2,000 to $2,500 a month. What's that number going to be 30 years from now?
Right.
You know?
How's, right, how's it going to inflate?
Because it was just the early 90s. When they were selling studios, I mean, early mid-90s, like 93, when they were selling studios at the Harbor Club for $60,000 and nobody wanted one. And wow. And now you can't get in the Harbor Club without going almost to $1 million. That was, what, 20 years ago. So what has the rent change been on those properties in the last 20 years?
Yeah, in San Diego, rental markets have always been very good. I mean, top five in the nation, you know, every time I read.
Yeah.
You know, something on them, so they're pretty strong rents.
So strong because the lack of building. You know, we don't have this inventory of new homes coming into the marketplace, but there's lots of people who want to live in the sweet spot of the universe, right?
Right.
So it's just one of those things that makes it so simple supply and demand circumstance.
Yeah.
And so if you can own a home, it makes a ton of sense because you can take that huge, which is a variable if you're going to be renting, out of the equation. And then not only that, but it helps you strategize your taxes. You can be much more efficient on the tax side on the end when it's all said and done because you won't have to pull so much out of your retirement.
Right, right. And then you can make those decisions at that time based on what the tax rules are on how you're going to access those funds. If you have a regular Roth, or if you have a Roth, if you have a traditional IRA, if you have a 401k, these different programs that you need to draw money out of, you can strategically say, well, if $50,000 is the break point, before I have to step up into the higher tax bracket, I'll take $45,000 out of my traditional IRAs, pay the smaller tax bracket, and then take the rest out of the Roth, which at this point you still don't have any tax liabilities.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to start disclosing that, yeah, with everything.
Right? And so,
as of today, yeah, just in case someone listens to the podcast 15 years from now, as of today, with everything we say, because we don't know what they're going to do. It's just like Social Security. Mm-hmm. You know, far too many people banking on that.
Right.
That's bonus money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the way I try to present it to people, that if you can plan and figure out how to craft a plan that is going to make you have plenty of money for retirement without Social Security, then Social Security is going to pay for that many more vacations for you,
mm-hmm,
that many more trips, that much more fun.
Yeah. And the Social Security income, you know, is taxable income, mm-hmm, right? I mean, but depending upon how much your income is.
Right.
But so that, you know, it's... And it's funny because I just remembered that, you know, the unemployment income is also taxable, which is something that's been dinging a lot of people here in the past couple of weeks. They've been getting taxes done for the year. And it's like, I was unemployed. I don't have to file.
Right. Yeah.
I've been unemployed
for
a year.
2 years.
I don't have to pay tax.
You got
to
pay tax.
I'm unemployed. I'm getting the government's sending me money. Mm-hmm. They're going to want some back. That's
right.
Unfortunately how it works. So, you know, sometimes we have to face these realizations that, now, maybe the government isn't as smart as a whole as we are as individuals. I don't know. But they
come on.
So what's the tax rate that we're looking at if it does change? Is there ever...
Well, AMT, I believe it's just a flat 25%. But
wow.
But that could be something that they'll modify. And it's not on every dollar that you have as income. It's just the dollars that are associated with their formula. And it's a really confusing formula. It's not simple. It was designed to, way back when, to only impact the super high net worth people that were taking advantage of all the tax credits and the tax exempt municipal bonds, things like that,
right,
so that they would have to pay some taxes because they had so much money. and they never had an inflation adjustment over the years, so now there's many, many more people subject to it that should never have been subject to it.
Yeah, the AMT has been a big discussion. That's Dan Osgood with freeinvestmentaudit.com. If you would like to get access to the budget creation tool from eMoney, or if you'd like to get a free investment audit, you can either go to freeinvestmentaudit.com or call the helpline 619-786-7853. It's 619-786-7853. Wonder when they're going to do alternative minimum tax for corporations so companies like GE won't go years and years without paying a single dollar in taxes. Companies making billions of dollars and paying no taxes doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Guys, appreciate you both being here today and sharing your knowledge. Voltaire, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Get a copy of his free book, which is entitled, let me pull it up here, I want to make sure I don't say it wrong, Stop Foreclosure, Secrets and Tips the Banks Don't Want You to Know About. If you'd like a free copy of the book, call 619-786-7853. Cyrus, great job today. Always appreciate you, my friend. We'll be back again on Monday at noon to make you smarter than everyone else. Have a fantastic weekend.
If you would like free advice from Mr. Credit, just call or text 619-786-7853. That's 619-786-7853.